Hello and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 181. I am Neil.
I am Annalise.
How are you,
I'm
Lady
good.
Pants?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What? I don't know why I'm always lower. That's weird. And I'm talking loud.
That's okay.
Talk.
Hi. Hi. Wanted to say right off the bat.
Yes.
There will probably be a bit of background noise, more so in this, because it's 111 degrees here in lovely Napa Valley, California.
Ooh.
And we have the air conditioner and freaking evaporative coolers and fans going. So
evaporative coolers.
Yes.
Nice.
usually we would shut them off, but there's no way.
There's no way.
In our hell we're going to do that.
Absolutely not.
So apologize
it's
for a little bit
like
of the noise.
It's still like 80 in the house with air conditioners on. So.
Yes. So, in fact, I'm just going to do the weather report
Let's
now.
Let's do it, because
just
when
get
the
it
hell
out
not.
Of the way. It's 111 degrees outside with 25% humidity. It's 82 degrees inside with 47% humidity. We had a peak gust of 8 miles an hour, an average of 3. And at time of recording, it's 3 miles an hour to the south. Barometer is at 29.80. It is clear, but there's a lot of smoke in the sky because there's a lot of fires around us. Not in Napa, but whatever light breeze there is blowing in the smoke. And it's hot, very hot. 111 degrees hot.
It's hot. What's kind of interesting, let me do this real quick, is that it would be a very beautiful, crisp blue day if it weren't for the fires, which is kind of a bummer. So it's a bummer that there's fires, and it's a bummer we can't enjoy. Did I make that too strong?
No, it's fine. Just wasn't ready for it. After my bye, 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 bye.
Oh. Neil just had a first drink of a beverage I made for him, but he was drinking
Costa Rica Clementine.
Yeah. So
I'm addicted to bye,
mm-hmm.
which is better than the soda and my blue drink I was drinking.
Yes, yes, yes.
And since my fat candy butt needs to lose some weight, this is better.
And we got those on a good deal at Costco.
Costco.
So.
Well, let's start
let's
the show.
Let's just get into it.
Let's get into it.
Let's pimp our shit.
I want to say, obviously, there's a lot of freaking crazy havocry going on because of Harvey in Houston. There's a lot of H's.
Yes.
And thoughts and love and everything goes out to everybody
crazy.
Who's having to rebuild and those that have been affected. We donated some money. Mm-hmm. And if anybody can spare a few bills here and there, please do, because people need help. We actually donated to the Best Friends Animal Society.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people say, well, come on, people need help. With it, a lot of money is going towards people. And I know for me as a pet owner, if I wasn't able to take the pets, if there was a disaster and maybe I didn't have a lot of money to put them somewhere, this money will go to help rescue dogs and take care of pets for the time being until their owners can get new lodging and new living. So I know I'd feel a lot better knowing that my pet was taken care of than stressing out because there was no money for that. Right. So that's why we did that. And we know, and it's not because we don't want to help the people. Also, just I know this would help me, and that's what I'd want is for my pets to be
safe.
And
there's so much fundraising and stuff going on for that, which is totally needed, but there's less so for the animals. And as we just talked about, like, it would be my nightmare to, like, leave one of the pets behind or something.
And if you
like
had
that.
To, because I keep seeing these freaking stories, don't lock your pet in the house or tie them to a tree. Give them a shot to at least swim or run away or do something.
Give them a chance.
Jesus.
Let them get to the top of the house so they can like sit on the roof or something.
Just let them. Yeah. I mean, at least they'll have a fighting chance.
There's a lot of areas that, you know, the water is only like coming into like the first floor of houses and stuff. There's a whole second floor. Leave them some food and water. Something. Anyway.
Yeah.
So
thoughts to all of the people affected by that, and sucks balls.
Sucks super balls.
But you're going to get the help and we'll rebuild and life will be good.
Hope so.
Hopefully.
We'll work it out.
Some people it won't ever and that sucks, but for a lot of people it will. Right. And happy to do our little part.
Of course.
From that, I'd like to say happy anniversary.
Thank you. Happy anniversary to you.
Thank you. we went out.
Friday. Well, our anniversary is Wednesday, but we went out on Friday because obviously we can't really go out on Wednesday night and like, go to work the next day.
However, we did break our little bit of diet.
A little bit.
Had a burrito.
Mm-hmm.
And that was nice.
It was nice.
But, yeah. So happy anniversary. We had fun last night. We went downtown, went to
our favorite room.
Favorite room. We went to our favorite room.
And our friend Jacob is back from his world tour, mm-hmm. world trip. And it was great to see him. And I knew that he was back because we had talked about that. But I walked in and I didn't know that he was working. And I was like, whoa. So that was fun, too. It was like a bonus to our anniversary.
It was nice.
We had some drinks and we had some Reuben's balls.
And then we went to dinner at one of our little spots. And it's funny because we got in and they're like, oh, do you want a table or a booth, whatever. We took a little booth. Right. And then we decided we were just going to get a couple salads and maybe a little appetizer and a couple drinks. Mm-hmm. And you said, everything we're about to have is on the happy hour menu, and it's happy hour. But you can't have happy hour at the table. You have to have it at the bar.
Right.
And then we discussed going to the bar.
Right. But we were both already ordered.
So we already ordered and sat down.
Like jerks doing that.
Yeah. And we know it's not a big deal and people do it. And as somebody who's worked in the service industry, we both know it happens. And we're not.
I have to also say, as someone who's been a waiter, waitress, owned a coffee shop, I probably would have offered. I would have been like, hey, you guys know everything you're ordering's on the happy
Well,
hour menu.
They don't know what we're going to. I mean, I don't.
No.
That,
for sure.
No. I mean, I've never had somebody say, especially after, if they don't ask, because then it's
I guess so, but.
You know, because I don't want to tell them. Because to me, it would come across like,
right.
Oh, but why are you sitting here?
But they don't really advertise it. Like, there wasn't a sign up, and they didn't give us a happy hour menu, even though it was happy hour.
If we had moved, I would have tipped the waiter also, even though he just sat us. But anyway, but it was funny because we were both too embarrassed to say, which is really, we're spending the money.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny. Since we had already sat and
ordered.
I didn't
want to be like, so.
But it's fun. Yeah,
but literally everything we ordered, ended up ordering, was on the happy hour menu.
I'm not sure about the salads. I don't think my salad was. I think the Caesar salad
is. But I think it's like a couple bucks off whatever you order or something like that. If you. Really?
No.
At that, the calamari and the drinks were.
Right. Appetizers and beverages. Yeah. So it's interesting because we were doing the thing like, well, I don't want to go do it, but if you want to go do it, it's totally cool.
I will stand behind you, but neither one of us wanted to be the guy.
But then we also said, I'm not going to do it.
I'm
not going to ask you to go do it because there's no way I would go do it.
Right, exactly. We didn't do it.
Kind of funny.
But now we know. Remind ourselves, and we could have just sat at the bar because it's not like it, and the bar was.
We were just being wussies.
Yeah, well, I think that we wanted to sit at a table because it was our anniversary, but then we kind of realized that the bar wasn't busy at all, so we would have had privacy and all of that. So
I also think when we first went in there, we were thinking we were going to have a full dinner,
right?
And
I was thinking
I didn't want to eat a steak or whatever at the bar, but then realizing when we sat down and. We've already watched video of ourselves while the editing and we're like, we need to lose weight.
Right.
that reality sank when we sat in and we're like, so
yeah, had we had that. Not going to get that. So probably just going to end up with a salad.
I have two words I wanted to ask you about.
Okay.
Low files.
That is our new and current obsession show. It is hilarious.
The low files. For those that don't know, explain it. Hilarious. Explain it first.
All right. Okay. So everybody, I assume, knows who Rob Lowe is. And if you don't, I'm not sure how to explain that to
you. Shame on you.
We are not of the same age, obviously. But
who's not?
If you don't know who Rob Lowe is.
Oh.
Although he was in Parks and Rec, right? Yeah. So people should know. But so he and his sons have started.
So people should know, like everybody watches Parks and Rec.
Everybody knows. Everybody knows. He started a new television show, which is kind of like a spinoff spoof of Ghost Hunters / X-Files, but it's not really X-Files-ish. It's basically Ghost Hunters with Rob Lowe and his two sons.
Right. Ghost Hunters, it's more searching everything kind of paranormal and extraordinary, like Bigfoot, weird places. It doesn't have to be necessarily haunted.
Right. It's not ghosts necessarily. It's just
but they do that
phenomena.
Too. Yeah. And
phenomena.
And he kind of believes, but his two sons really don't.
Right.
And one son really doesn't at all.
Right.
And they are all freaking hilarious.
Right. And one of my favorite things, and it's really funny because Rob Lowe is very, Rob Lowe? Is that the way to, is that a descriptive I can use? Like he is.
He's almost like the Parks and Recs character.
He's kind of, I don't know if conceited is the right word. Or self-absorbed.
Sure. Yeah.
Is that okay
to
say?
Oh, yeah.
But he knows it, and he makes fun of it. And he's super friendly and super nice. And he's like, yeah, but I'm Rob Lowe. And then there's like that one scene where the guy that they talk to sometimes, their expert.
Their medium?
Yeah, their medium. wanted them to take off their shirts. And he was like, oh, I didn't know we were going to take our shirts off.
That was the kid.
Right. But he didn't.